Hi, and welcome to the Commit Your Dream podcast, where we dive into the lives of developers at CleverTech who have taken the reins on coding their own life. Learn and get inspired about how you can create a customized solution to live the life of your dreams.
Thank you so much to everybody who's joining us for podcast episode 3. Today, we are here with Gabrielle Couto, who has been traveling around Brazil and lives in Brazil. So welcome, Gabrielle.
Thank you. Hi, Natalie. Hi, everyone.
So I would love to just maybe introduce yourself. Tell us what you currently do, where you're located, where you're from.
So I am currently in northeast of Brazil, but I was from the other side of the country. And nowadays, I am 7 months old here in CleverTech, but I'm 32 years old of life. And I mean, it's a pleasure to be here.
What was it like growing up in Brazil?
Well, it's not so different of a country, right? We do have many cities just like United States. So it's not that different. But here, the culture, the people are usually very warm. So they will take you whenever you take an Uber. Sometimes they will kind of suggest to taking you somewhere different. They think you'll like it because of the conversation or something like that. There was this one time I met an Uber that he was willing to take me to a trip and being like my guide just because he wanted me to show his favorite place. Sometimes you meet people like that, and of course, there are many places here in Brazil that there's a lot of crime, but mm-hmm. there are some places that are safe. So it's not so much of a difference of a country. I guess I'm used to it.
Did you take that guy up on his offer? Did you go with him?
Yes.
You did. You did. Wow. Where did he take you?
He took me to Tabatinga, which is a kind of very remote beach that we have here in south of Paraíba. And he was very nice guy. He took me there and we went on a restaurant there where they serve these big fishes. Mm-hmm. Like it's a whole fish, and they make some garnishes to make it pretty. And it's a beautiful plate, and you just go with your fork and go start eating the fish directly. It's very nice. It's different, different experience.
That's cool. And wait, he didn't ask you for anything extra, just like wanted to take you to this place and be your,
yeah.
Wow. I love that story. Thank you for sharing. Did you always want to be a developer?
Oh, actually not. I mean, when I was very young, I was really trying to avoid being a developer because I started learning coding at 12, around that, and learning BASIC and things like just messing around with the computer. I was a very curious person, but I had struggled making friends and meeting people just because I was kind of a loner guy that standing in front of the computer. And when I was finishing my high school, I was just thinking, I have to change this. I want to be a different person. And I started investigating what else could I do. So I met psychologists that they have vocational psychologists that they make you tests to make you understand what other line of work that you could do. Unsurprisingly, the results were guiding me to mathematics, computer science, physics, and also medicine, which is my father is a doctor. And I thought of doing that, but they have to study a lot. So that's the line of work that would give me the social skills that I wanted to have. And the other lines of work, that mathematics and physics, I will be just like a nerd again, that I was going to be. I was always mean. And I guess that if most of my options were to be like that, I kind of decided just, well, I know how to code. I know I'm good at this. I can fix my social skills later. And I decided to go with it. And it's, I mean, today I think I fixed most of the things. So it's a successful plan, but yeah.
I'm glad you think it was a successful plan. I like how you said, I'm going to fix my social skills later. What were you doing before you joined CleverTech?
Well, I used to work at Dell.
Oh, cool.
And it was good, but they kind of make you stay in one place, even though because COVID happened and I was working at home, they wouldn't let me officially move. And I just decided to quit And why I decided to do this is because I have seen many people traveling alone by themselves, and they were telling me that I have to see the world, and I was tired to see people travel a lot and maybe just figure out somewhere else to live. And I didn't know how to do it, but I know I wanted to try. So I left Dell after many companies tried to hire me. Just by the last minute, I found CleverTech and I got in love with it.
That's amazing. What is the biggest, and I could probably answer this, but I'm going to just ask you, what is the biggest difference in your work life now after joining CleverTech?
Well, I have to say, I have been traveling for 7 months straight, and I wouldn't be able to do it anywhere else I found. I mean, I found some other remote jobs, but they were very strict about my schedule, right? Mm-hmm. Put trackers on my computer and things like that that would just make me do a regular shift. And I kind of felt that if I want to do these unplanned things in my life, I wanted to put more unplanned things in my life, having this schedule fixed for me, they would kind of destroy the point. I just can travel a lot, and I kind of feel more unrestrained on how I work, and I can just focus on delivering. I mean, awesome. I don't have many meetings. Those were gone. I have mostly just a few plannings and daily meetups, so I can just work on my tasks and I can do on my leisure pace, and I can just work around my personal life. And that's the best thing.
Yeah, that sounds great. So you've been traveling for 7 months. I know you're back in Brazil, like back in your home, but tell me about staying connected on the go and how you did that. Surely you needed Wi-Fi.
Yeah, I mean, I have struggled a little bit with that. And I quickly found out that I needed at least 2 carriers here, because when you're on the go, I went to some cafes that didn't have Wi-Fi, and there are some places that one carrier doesn't connect very well, or even doesn't connect. So I have just hired 2 carriers here. They are kind of complementary. One doesn't work, the other one completely does. So I'm usually well covered. I learned very quickly about it.
And which 2 carriers are those? Asking for a friend.
Yeah, here in Brazil, Claro and Vivo, they are the best.
Do you have 2 phones?
No, I don't need that. I just bought a phone that would accept me to have 2 SIM cards. I mean, one is virtual and the other one is physical, but you can just sign up digitally and the phone can pick up those 2 carriers.
That's so
I have
cool.
A Galaxy S21, the last one that came out.
So you say you need different Wi-Fi plans to go traveling all around. What else do you need? What other tools would you recommend people have?
Yeah, that's an essential thing that I learned very quick also, is that when I was leaving Dell, I figured out I want to buy a computer from them. I can use my discount. And they bought a powerful gaming rig. The thing is, it was too heavy. It weighed 5 kilos. So it's a lot. And the first thing I wanted to do is to have a lighter laptop. And when I joined CleverTech, I was fortunate to have this PDF, and I used to buy a MacBook M1.
Okay, so you used that to buy a MacBook M1. But for those of you who don't work at CleverTech and are not sure what a PDF means, it actually stands for Personal Development Fund. And each person at CleverTech gets an amount of money that they get to spend on their personal development, whether that be a new laptop. For me, I bought a new mic and some headphones. And then for others, they pay for classes, they take different courses, buy books, anything like that. And then you get it every single year. So that's what Gabriel used to buy his MacBook M1, which, by the way, I also got one.
And it's so lightweight. So it fixed everything. Now I feel empowered to work anywhere I want. It's a life-changing.
It is life-changing. I agree. And is there connectivity everywhere in the country? And have you had to plan ahead to meet certain deadlines?
Yeah, there was this one time that I was going to an airport and I was planning to give a demo to my client just before I walked on in a plane. The thing is, I planned to get there half an hour before the plane. And So half an hour, you can see that's not a lot of time if something goes wrong. And just as Murphy's Law say, when something can go wrong, it will go wrong. When I got there, I was opening my laptop, starting everything up, and just like 15 minutes before the demo, I was kind of trying to reproduce what I was going to show him, and nothing showed up. It was just a blank page. I didn't figure out at the time what was happening. I apologized for my client that I was unable to demo. Fortunately, I have pushed my code, and my other colleague has merged my code with his, and I asked him to demo for me, and he was able to. So everything went fine. It was not a deal breaker, but I learned from that. Because the day earlier, I have merged some development branch into my code before signing out. And that code has some change that would break with if I didn't do some proper setup on my machine. And I didn't test that. I just merged the development branch and I thought everything was going to be great. And because I didn't have enough time, that led me to lose the demo and learn a lesson. I learned to just get wherever you need to way earlier before a meeting. Nice. So you can have time to figure out anything. And of course, it's good if you ever face a problem 2 hours before a meeting, you can just give a heads up. Hey, we may need to schedule. It would be way better for him than inside the meeting.
Yeah. And it seems like you had really good teammates because they were able to demo for you and you were able to lean on them a little bit. But you now, I'm sure, get to places 2 hours before a meeting and make sure everything is good.
Yeah. Me and Ivan are a great team. We are always working on the same feature. So we
Ivan Breslauer? Yes. Oh my goodness. He was podcast episode number one.
Yeah. I listened to it. And I think we are a good team because we are always working on the same features and we got used to sending our code to each other and getting it merged before the meetings.
That's so great. You'll have to visit him one day and dive with the whales and he'll have to visit you one day.
Yeah. I'm not going to be, what he's called?
Aqualad. Let's see, what's been the highlight of your journey so far?
I have done paragliding, and there is this famous guy that teaches paragliding to many people around the world. They come to learn from him. This guy is called Mosquito, and he lives in Florianópolis, and I just met those people there, and I went on a session with him, and we were landing. There is these handrails before you get into the beach where a couple can walk in the middle. And when he was landing, we went from between these handrails and to the beach. And I really felt we were going to crash. But when we got down there, because when he's going to paraglide, usually when you paraglide, it's kind of side by side. And when you get into the handrails, it went straight into front of it. And it was shocking to me. I really thought we were going to crash, but we didn't. And everyone there was a lot of other pros that were watching. And they saw it and started clapping. And they just figured out he has done something amazing for the crowd to see. And of course, for me, right?
Yeah.
But yeah, those people were very nice to me. They invited me for barbecues. And that's the kind of person you'll meet there.
That's so cool. I know a lot of, we have a few people that live on Florianópolis from Brazil as well. So maybe when they listen to this, they'll seek out Mosquito.
I totally recommend it.
What other things did you enjoy on your travels? Did you get to meet anybody?
There are many people that I met that were very interesting. In December, when I did my first travel by myself, I went to a hostel, and there I met an Egyptian that worked on an oil rig and was doing remote work for many months. So he was just traveling. That got me inspired to do something similar. I met people that were volunteers and were just backpackers. Right. So they travel and work as volunteers on hostels and they live like that. They have like a side job to give some extra money and they live rent free around the world, working in a hostel, just like receiving customers and having them checking for them. So things like that.
I know you were staying in those hostels and then you were kind of shy when you first got there.
Oh, yes. I got in this first trip and I went to this hostel and I I'm an introvert and I'm very shy. I got in there and I just felt this trip was going to be very lonely because I was traveling by myself. It was my first time going to a hostel even. And when I was unpacking my stuff near my bunk bed, and someone just asked me, "Where are you from?" And the conversation just started in a natural way. It was so nice. And because it was my first time on a hostel, I have booked for a whole month. People told me it's much better to just stay for a week and you just skip going between different hostels. You can meet different kind of people. But I stayed for this one in this one for a month. And when the first batch of people that I met left, there were new people coming in. And it was very nice because when I saw those new people unpacking, I just did the same. I asked them, "Where are you from?" And we just started the conversation. So I think that's progress on my soft skills.
Yeah. And that was you fixing your social skills. You were like, "I made it. I did it." I love that.
I'm getting there.
And then really my last question for you, Gabrielle, because we're closing up here, is what does freedom mean to you?
This is a broad question, but I'll try to contain it in just the clever tech context. And to me, freedom is trust. Because if you want to do whatever you want, and I'm not talking about being responsible. I mean, just living your life your own way. If you want to have your own schedule, your own pace, your own place, wherever it could be, someone needs to trust you for your employment, right? And for the task that you are supposed to do. So I can see that freedom to me is that I found out a place that trusts me, that I will do my job and I will perform it well any way I want it. That to me is freedom.
Wow, I agree, Gabrielle. Trust is something that we talk about a lot here. And yeah, I mean, you see it. We don't install anything to track you on your computer. You say you're going to deliver something. We know you're going to deliver that, and you do. And so, you know, you have the ability to travel wherever you want, and we have the ability to keep the great talent that we've found all over the world. So thank you for that. Thank you so much, everybody, for listening to this podcast. And thank you so much, Gabrielle, for joining me today. It was such a pleasure learning about you and your travels around Brazil, something that I eventually want to do. So all your tips and tricks are going to help.
Thank you for having me, Natalie. It was a pleasure to be here today.
Goodbye, everybody. See you next time.
Thank you for listening to our podcast. We have an incredibly ambitious goal to reach 5,000 subscribers by the end of the summer. If you're listening on Apple Podcasts, it would mean the world to us if you hit the subscribe button. If you're listening on Spotify, hit the follow button. And if you genuinely love this podcast or feel like your friends and family could benefit, please share it with them. You can find us on Twitter, YouTube, and LinkedIn by simply searching CleverTech. And don't forget to check out our careers page if you're ready to commit your dream.